好，我们来读一些圣经哈。
Let's read a few Bible passages.
路加福音第十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音第十四章。
Luke 14.
我们读这一段比较长哈，我们从第十五节，我们读到第三十五节。
From 15 to 35.
我先来读哈，第十五到第三十五节。同席的有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说，在神国里吃饭的有福了。耶稣对他说，有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说，请来吧，样样都齐备了。众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说，我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。又一个说，我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。又一个说，我才娶了妻，所以不能去。那仆人回来就把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说，快出去到城里大街小巷，领那些贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、缺腿的来。仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。主人对仆人说，你出去在路上和泥巴的那里勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得偿我的宴席。有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下绝粮，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？若是不能，就趁着敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和席的条款。这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。言本是好的，言若失了味，可用什么叫它在弦呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳个听的就应当听。我们再翻到这个马太福音第十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew 18.
马太福音第十八章。
Matthew 18.
第三节。
Verse
3. 我实实在在的，我实在的告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
路加福音第九章第六十二节。
Luke chapter 9:62.
路加福音第九章最后一节，六十二节。
Luke chapter 9 in the last verse.
耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
所以我们翻到耶利米书，旧约的耶利米书第二十九章。
And then let's turn to Jeremiah 29.
耶利米书二十九章第十三节。
Verse 13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
我们圣经先读这么多。
We'll stop here for now.
感谢主哈，这个早上的路不是很好开，但是还是这么多弟兄姊妹能够一同到主的面前来。
We thank the Lord that in spite of the bad road condition, many brothers and sisters can still come to worship the Lord.
我还是这个愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，我上次提到的，我们在主面前能够做一个绝对的人。
So I want to continue to share about how we are how we can be absolute before the Lord.
我们刚刚读过路加福音很大段的一段圣经。
We have read a very long passage in Luke.
主耶稣这里讲了一个故事。
And the Lord told a story here.
他说有一个人请客，那众人异口同音都推辞了。
So there was a person who invited a lot of people, but they together in unison said no.
当然，我们今天会觉得哇，这个人是什么人？怎么大家都不想去？
Or maybe we think, how come nobody wants to show up? What kind of a person is this who invited?
但是主耶稣讲这个故事不是从这个方向。
But it is not in this perspective that the Lord is telling this story.
主在这里要说，为什么这些人会推迟呢？
The Lord is saying, why do these people say no?
你知道推迟这个在这段圣经的原希腊文的原文里面就说把它放在一边。
So in the original Greek, it says that they just set it aside.
就是说他用三个人的三个人做代表，这三个人都给了理由推迟了。
So three people, he used three people like this example, and all three, you know, said no and set it aside.
他们把他放在一边，换句话说，他对这次这个人所请的宴席，他不看重。
When they set this invitation aside, it means that they do not put importance.
因为我不看重，所以我不愿意这样做。
Because they don't place importance, they're not willing to do it.
我没兴趣来参加你的宴席。
And they're not interested in this banquet.
我们来看这三个人给的理由。
So let's look at their reason.
我想主在这里用三个人是用来做代表今天人给的理由。
So the Lord is using these three as representative.
你看这第一个他说我刚买了地，我要去看看。
So the first one said that he just bought a land.
这个另外一个说我买了五对牛，我要去试一试。
And the other said he bought five yoke of oxen.
第三个说我刚结婚娶了妻，我不来了。
And another said I just married a wife.
这个其实如果你严格来看看这些理由啊，这个都不大像是理由。你不会先你先看了地才会买地的。
So when you look at this reason, they don't seem very reasonable because of course, you know, you.By this land, you know, you already know, you have already seen it.
你买五对牛这么多，你总是试过可以买，你才买吧。
And of course, you've proven those options. That's why you bought them.
不过我现在觉得哈，今天在国内过来美国，很多都没看过啊，可以了，钱就付了。
But many people from China, they haven't seen anything. They just paid for it.
但是我们在这一段故事的里面，我们要来思想这个。当主在呼召我们来跟从他的时候，我们来吗？
So when the Lord calls us, are we willing to come?
我们是不是像这些人也找很多的理由我们不来呢？
Are we like these people who find excuses and not come?
我们可能没有用这几个理由哈，我们有各种各样的理由。
Maybe we don't use these excuses, but we have all sorts of excuses.
当主说呼召我们来跟从他的时候，我们来得了吗？
So when the Lord said, come follow me, can
you
come?
你要知道他这里说买地没有错。
There's nothing wrong with buying a piece of land.
买牛也没有错。
And there's nothing wrong with buying oxen.
你要结婚娶妻也没有错。
There's nothing wrong with getting married.
但是当这件事跟主来到主面前起冲突的时候就有错了。
But when these things come into conflict with the Lord, then there's a problem.
如果这件事跟主的原则起了冲突的时候，就有错了。
When these things come into conflict with the principle of God, then there's a problem.
当我们不能够全心全意来跟从主的时候，我们就推迟了。
If we cannot follow the Lord wholeheartedly, then we're making excuses.
换句话说，主在我心中的地位没有这么重。
That means that the place of the Lord in my heart is not weighty enough.
所以当主耶稣讲这一大段的话的时候
，So when the Lord said this long passage，
他要第一个就说，你有让我在你心中居首位吗
？So the issue is, do you let me be the Lord or the highest place in your heart？
我们有首诗歌说 ，I place you in the highest place， 最高的地位。
There's a song that says, I place you in the highest place.
我们唱诗歌容易唱。
It is easy to sing.
但是在我们真正的生活，在我的生命的里面，我真的能够把主摆在最高的地位。
But in our life, can we put him in the highest place?
我们来看看主为什么只举了三个的例子。
Now, why does the Lord only give three examples?
是不是三个的例子能够影响是我们今天所有找到的理由。
Probably these three examples are all the reasons that we can make up.
我们来看看他买地。
First, buying a piece of land.
你说这是他的财产。
This is his asset, his wealth.
或者说今天如果我们把它延伸的话，讲到我们的物质，讲到我们的钱财。
So it talks about our material things, our wealth.
这些东西不小心都霸占了我们的心。
Unknowingly, these things will consume us.
我最近跟这个学生们在看马太福音第六章。
So we were reading Matthew 6 with the students.
你知道马太福音第六章哈，他说主说你不要为这生命忧虑。
The Lord said that you should not worry about your life.
我们为不为生命忧虑？
Are we worried about over our lives?
主在这里只讲这些，不会为着吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
So don't worry about what you eat, what you wear, those kind of things.
你知道我们今天哈，我如果常常在看，大家所看重的就是吃什么。
When I observe people, I see everybody's concerned about what they are eating.
我不管在这个叫做什么微信。还是 Facebook 这个看到就是说哇一什么菜啊一看就肚子饿。
Whether it's in WeChat or Facebook, you always see pictures of dishes.
没东西可显了，再不是说你看我衣服穿得漂不漂亮。
Or what people wear.
这不只是女生的专权啊，这男生也是看那个漂亮吗
？And this is not only for women. Men do that too.
所以我们为什么如此看重我吃什么？喝什么，穿什么
？Why do we put importance in what we eat, what we drink, and what we wear？
你要，你不要说主怎么为什么连喝什么也摆上来了
？Why does the Lord even talk about what you drink or？
我讲了哈，今天很多人都能够喝到一杯珍珠奶茶，哇，就摆上来了，这个很便宜，好像今天送的呢。
So some people even post what they drink, like a very good bubble tea。
你知道，就是我看了一个新闻说，喝太多这个你会中毒的。
There's news that if you drink too much of that, it's bad for you. Poisonous.
主为什么说你吃什么、穿什么、喝什么
？Why does the Lord speak of what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear？
因为我们的罪性里面有一个，我们追求安逸、舒服、丰裕的生活。
Because in our sin nature, we want a comfortable life.
所以这个物质的跟钱财就变成我们所追求的目标。
So material things and wealth become the object of our pursuit.
所以主耶稣在第六章他就讲，我们他说你不可侍奉两个主人，你不是侍奉主，就是侍奉钱，妈们。
That's why the Lord said you cannot have two masters. Either you serve the Lord or you serve mammon or money.
我们不要看小这个钱财在我们身上所有的控制。
Don't belittle the control that money has over us.
你记得在路加福音讲了一个故事，他说一个无知的财主。
Because in Luke talks about foolish rich man.
他钱财很多。
He had a lot of wealth.
他说我可以做多年的用途。
And he thinks that this can last many, many years for him.
他最终的目的是什么？我可以安安逸逸，吃喝快乐吧。
Because he can be comfortable. trouble and be merry and be happy.
你知道这就是我们罪性的里面，我们不小心都在追求这个。
Because in our sin nature, this is what we will be pursuing.
你发现，当我们追求这个，我们就会当主邀请我们的时候，我们就会推迟。
If this is what we're pursuing when the Lord calls us, then we will make excuse.
主要我们学会知足。
The Lord wants us to be contented.
你能够知足，你就不会推迟。
If you can be contented, then you will not say no and make excuses.
我在思想这个啊，究竟是哪一个先，哪一个后？
Now, which comes first?
是我能够知足，所以我不会把主放在一边。
Is it I can be contented, so I would not set the Lord aside?
还是我有心要我的主，所以我会知足？
Or is it because I desire the Lord, so I can be contented?
我还没知道是哪一个。
I do not know which one comes first yet.
但是这两个是不是连在一起的？
But these two seems to be going together.
我能够知足，我就不会，我就不会去追求这些物质上的。
If I can be contented, then I won't be pursuing material things.
我有心要主，我也不见得会去追求这些东西。
And if I have a desire for the Lord, I would not.Be pursuing those things too.
所以主在第一个事情里面讲，我们物质，我们这个钱财，如果占有我们的心的话，我们不会回应主的要求、呼求的。
So if material things or money, captures us, we will not respond to the Lord.
第二个，他说我买了五对牛。
The second says I bought five, yoke of oxen.
他是做买卖。
So this person is trading, is buying and selling.
这可以说是他的事业。
This is probably his career.
或者我们的工作。
Or work.
年长弟兄常常跟我们说。
And our elder brother always tells us.
我们的工作是为着养生的。
Our job is just to make a living.
我们今天的事业永远是我们的副业。
You know, our job is always a side job.
我们的正业是侍奉主。
Our real vocation is serving the Lord.
如果我们今天能够这样看吗？
Can we really look at this thing this way?
你知道我们有哪一个真的去工作说我不想升职的？
Is there one who said who goes to work and said I don't want promotion?
我们都想升职，我们都想钱多。
We like promotion and we like more money.
我们有几个人说，我今天所赚的够用就行了。
How many of us can say that what I make is enough and that's good enough for me?
我们不小心常常跟人家比，他为什么钱比我多？
We like to compare with other people. How come he makes more than me?
为什么他职位比我高，我又不比他笨？
Well, I'm not less than that person, but why is he in a higher position than me?
如果我们被这个把我们绑住了之后，
If we are bound by this thing,
这就拦阻我们来到主面前回应主的呼召。
Then it will hinder us from responding to God's call.
所以主在这里用第二个例子讲到我们的养生的事情。
So the second thing is talking about us making a living.
第三个娶妻。
The third is marrying a wife.
这讲到我们的家庭。
It talks about our family.
我们都有家庭。
We all have families.
我们把家庭的地位摆在哪里？
What is the position of family in our life?
我们很容易把家庭越过主的地位。
It's very easy to have family above the Lord.
我上次只读了后面那段圣经。
Last time I only read the last half of that passage.
所以我这次用前面先来再看一下。
And so this time I want to start from the beginning.
前面因为有这主在讲到我们会把主摆在一边的。
This beginning part talks about we will set the Lord aside.
所以主要先给我们知道什么东西我们把它摆在一边。
So the Lord is showing us what things led us to setting him aside.
然后他讲到后面，我们该怎么样到他面前。
And then in the last part talks about how do we go to him.
主耶稣讲完前面到后面他就讲的非常重的话。
So in the end we see that he said something really strong.
他不单只说你不应该这样子不来到我面前，他乃至后面说如果有人到我这里来不爱我胜过爱自己父母妻子儿女弟兄姊妹和自己性命，不能做我的门徒。
So not only did he say, you know, it's bad for you not to come, but he said, if any man come to me and hate not his father, mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
主的话好像没有留任何空余地给我们说我们可以怎么做其他的。
He did not leave any ground for us to do other things.
主所有讲的话都是绝对的。
All he said, everything is absolute.
我们知道哈，我们的主是绝对的绝对。
We know that our Lord is the most absolute.
因为他是完全智全知的神。
Because he knows everything and he's all wisdom.
他绝对顺服父神。
And he obey absolutely.
我们今天跟主来相比的话，我们只有相对的绝对。
If we compared to the Lord, we can only have relative absoluteness.
但是我们还是要走上这条绝对的路。
But still, we need to take on this absolute way.
我们是求主给我们里面越过越认识他。
We need to ask the Lord that we know him more and more.
我们照着我们的认识能够对主是绝对的。
And according to our knowledge of him, we can be absolute.
我们才能够走上这个绝对的路。
This is the only way for us to go that absolute way.
我上次已经提过了，主耶稣在这里提说你不配也不能这两个字，这两句话。
Last time I said that you're not
不配 not worthy.
You're not worthy and then you're not able. Able.
你看主的话很绝对的。
You see that this word of his is very absolute.
他说如果你不这样子的你不配做我的门徒的。
Because he said if you don't do this you're not worthy to be my disciple.
或者说如果你不这样子的话你不能做我的门徒的。
Or if you don't do this then you cannot be my disciple.
你也不能进我的国。
And you cannot enter my kingdom.
主没有给我们这有余地可以怎么走哪里的。
He did not give us any ground to take another way.
所以主在这段话里面他就说你要计算代价。
And that's why he said you need to count the cost.
因为如果你没计算过代价你就出去做的你就发现你一半就退走了。
If you have not counted cost and you went ahead, you will find out it's halfway you're going to stop.
所以我们今天很多人在跟从主的路上啊我们是半途而废。
So many of us, the way we follow the Lord is just halfway.
很多时候我们也丧失了我们能够抓住在主面前绝对的机会。
And also we missed the opportunity of being absolute towards the Lord.
你知道我们今天人生啊，时间一过就是过。
You know that once the time goes by, it's a past.
年轻人不觉得。
Young people don't feel that.
因为他觉得我一直长大。
Because they feel they're still growing.
很想长大。
And they love to be a grown up.
我现在不知道到哪一个年纪就开始不想长大了。
I don't know at what age we don't like to be grown up.
他觉得开始老了。
Because we turn old.
我想跟 Daniel 这个一定很想长大。
Maybe Daniel, he wants to grow up fast.
他不要人家觉得他还是小孩子。
Doesn't want to have other people think he's a child.
但是我们一定是但是到某个年纪就不想再因为发现会老哎。
Because after a certain age we don't like that because we think we know we're getting old.
这个所以我们发现机会是会过的。
So opportunity can be passed by.
我愿意提两件事情啊。
So there are two things I want to mention.
一个是做学生的。
One is being a student.
你做学生是有时间的。
There is a time frame being a student.
当然今天我听到有一个八十几岁再回到学校读书去了。
Well, I know there's a person at age 80 still went back to school.
我是讲正常的情况。
I'm talking about under normal.
我们做学生的时间，三十岁以下。
Maybe below 30 is the time for being a student.
那读 PhD 可能会过一点哈。
If you are a PhD student, maybe you can pass.
但是我们读书时间总有一个时间。
But there is a time frame of being a student.
哎呀，你知道我开始在来美国读大学的时候。
When I first came here for college.
我常听着你要读得好。
I always hear you have to do well.
最好都拿 A。
Best if you can get all A.
才能够荣耀主。
Then you can glorify the Lord.
哎呦，那时候压力大了。
It was very big pressure.
我拿个 B 就不荣耀主了。
Because if I get a B, I'm not glorifying God.
哎呦，你这个讲法影响了我一段的时间。
This saying affected me for a period of time.
真的就是拿 A 就荣耀主吗？
Does it mean if you get an A, you will glorify God?
所以我们那时候为什么要拿 A 聚会也不敢聚会了。
So to get an A, we cannot go to meetings.
因为这个如果是一个 curve 的话，那你拿 A 我就拿不到嘛，所以一定要争在这个 curve 的最边，我拿到 A 的。
Because if they grade on the curve, I better be on the right side of the curve.
我们的神是看我们这样来荣耀他的吗？
Is this the way the Lord see how we glorify him?
我发现有人为了拿 A 的觉都睡不着了，因为这个不行了，这次拿不到了，有可能拿不到。
So some people cannot even sleep just to because of the pressure to get an A.
昨天晚上我跟伟修我们在谈，我们实在没有 A minus 跟 B plus 的。
During our time, there's no A minus or B plus.
现在有哈，我们一掉就是 B 的了，没了，再掉就是 C 了。
If you don't get an A, then you get a B or C.
这个究竟今天是压力大一点呢，还是我们那时候压力大一点？我们也谈不懂。这个还两个老的在谈这个事。
So these two old people talking about this thing, if we don't know if it's more pressure now or before.
读书是有压力的。
Well, there is pressure.
读书的时候就认为工作就没压力。
And people who are studying things, if you work, there's no pressure.
你发现在工作的人还蛮羡慕读书的时间的。
But now people who are working want to go back to the time of being a student.
好了，我们这样来讲，我在读书的时候，我怎么经历什么？
So how do you experience the Lord when you're a student?
如果我们只是真就是要我只当然我不是讲完这句话你就不要拿 A 哈，我的意思是说你就不读书了。我们今天是说我不是为了拿 A， 啥事都不要了，就是为了去拿 A。
Doesn't mean that just to get an A, I'm gonna forego everything else.
我能够在读书的时候经历主。带着我走过吗？
Can I experience the Lord carrying me through during my study?
我不知道来美国多久之后，我就定义我不会再缺一次的聚会，但是是正常，不是每天聚会。就是说，这个，我周末基本上有三天都要聚会，我没缺过一次。
I don't know when, but I decided that.I would not miss any meetings, and usually these are during the weekend. There are three meetings.
我有其他的活动，我就要 cut 掉了。
So I cut off other activities.
很多的时候有挑战，我今天还去聚会吗？
Many times there's a challenge. Do I still go to the meeting?
但是我说主，这是我跟你立的心愿，我要 fulfill 我的心愿。
But I told the Lord that this is something I decide before you, and I'm willing to do this.
我只知道尽我的本分。
I only know to do my best.
但是我今天不要进入这个什么叫尽我的本分啊，这没底的哈。
But today I'm not gonna talk about doing my best.
但是我心中有主，我没有在偷懒。
My heart is like I'm not being lazy.
你能够带我继续过我这个学。这次的考试吗？
You can carry me through this exam.
你知道我不讲这个详细讲，但是我经过几次哈，这个特别在研究院的时候，主还是给我考试还是拿 A 的。
I have experienced a few times that the Lord still gave me an A during the exam.
我实在那个时间太忙。
that time I was so busy.
但是我有个感觉，老师那个题，那次考试太容易了。
But then I felt, oh, the exam was too easy.
因为我差不多满分了。
Because I almost got perfect score.
我说不可能的事。
Which is impossible.
他每次考，我觉得老师都对付我的。
Because I always feel the teacher wants to deal with me.
我读的他就不考。
Whatever I studied, it's not in the exam.
我没读的他考了。
Whatever I didn't study, then it appears in the exam.
我讲一个我妈妈的故事哈。
I want to talk about a story happened to my mom.
我妈是读护士的。
My mom is a nurse.
她说她那时候要考那个就是护士的这个证书哈，这 board exam 这个，我也不知道那个时代也要考这种的，这个就是要考，一定要通过这个考试。
Even during that time, they have to pass the board exam.
她好像有要读五个题目，然后考试。考三个，你要答对两个就过。
She had to review 5 questions, and out of the 3 questions, you had to answer 2 to pass.
她还照样去聚会，她那时候聚会就走几里路的聚会啊，不像你开车，不昨天开车是很累啊，这个走几里路的聚会。
And she still went to meeting, and to them, they had to walk miles to the meeting.
她跟主说。我只能够读两个题目。
And she said, I can only study 2 questions.
她就读了两个。
And so she did.
她那天回到宿舍。
That day when she went back to the dorm.
所有同学都在开夜车不睡觉。
All the students are not sleeping.
她去睡了。
And she went, but she went to sleep.
第二天考试。
Next day.
三题里面有两题是她读的。
Out of the 3, there are 2 that she studied for.
他就考得非常好，就过了。
And so she did very well, and she passed.
我这不是教你怎么读书啊。
I'm not trying to teach you how to study.
丢一个骰子说我应该读哪两题。
Maybe
juggle. 问主，你要给我读哪两题啊
？Juggle or ask the Lord or which questions to study.
这乃是说，在他在经历在读书的时候经历主。就是我专心，我就是要主怎么指示我怎么过这个路。
But that's how she experienced the Lord by being wholeheartedly devoted to Him.
我们如果在读书的时候没经历主，怎么在我们这个所有的取舍、亲近主这些取舍怎么走过来，我们再没机会了。
If we do not experience the Lord through how we study, then when it passes.We miss that opportunity.
因为读书的时间就这些时间，一过就过。
Because the time frame for studying is just this much, and once it passes, it passes.
你过了读书的生涯，就是过了读书生涯。
When you pass this time, then it's gone.
你没机会再在读书里面说我准备考试或怎么样，你没有了，你失去那个机会了。
You have missed that opportunity of experiencing him through exams and studying.
说对于还在当学生的。好好争取，你还有机会学。我怎么在读书中，我尊重主，让主居首位，主还带我的学业走过的。
So when you, while you're still a student, you experience the Lord how putting Him first, how to have Him be your Lord.
第二个工作。
Second is when you're in a job.
你知道我们弟年长弟兄一直跟我们说，你的事业是你的副业。
Our elder brother says your career is just your side job.
你是医生，你不要想要做很出名的医生，因为你的正业是侍奉神。
If you are a doctor, don't try to be a very famous doctor because it is just your side job.
你如果说想一想，那我还读医干嘛呢？这个花这么多时间，这么多钱，我还读来干嘛呢？不为说以后出点名的话。
Maybe you said, then why do I study to be a medical doctor if it's not to get famous?
但我们的主说，你还是我们弟兄一直在劝勉我们说，你总要记得，不管你在做哪一个，你要认定，你这个只是你的副业，你还是要尽心敬业的去做，但是是你的副业。
But our brother said, yes, you need to do your best, but that is still your side job.
你要全心全意的来侍奉主。
You need to serve the Lord wholeheartedly.
把你全心摆上来侍奉。
Wholeheartedly put on the Lord.
这 就扯到说我们今天怎么样的生活我才满足的。
So this connects to what kind of life will I be contented with?
也扯到我的自尊，我今天要成为多成功的人，还是我可以不管有没有得成功，人家怎么看我都行。
Do I have to be so successful, or is it all, it's okay however people look at me?
所以我们中理人弟兄夏令会来的跟我们说，他说我开校，我开 school bus， 我开，我算过我开校车也行，他就安息了。
And that's why our brother Song said that even just driving a school bus, he is at rest with that.
我们，哦，当然你会开车哈，你不能开车，你说开 school bus 也可以，是白说了。
Of course, you have to know how to drive a school bus.
啊，这也不是告诉我们说，哎，反正我就是懒，不想工作，哎，我做啥都行。
That doesn't mean that you can just be lazy. Whatever you do, that's fine.
我们今天乃是说我能够做，但是我愿意把我们的我全部的精力摆在我侍奉我的手上。
It is but saying that I can do, but I want to put my whole heart, my whole effort on the Lord.
我有年我去台湾参加聚会，遇到一个香港的一个弟兄。
One time I went to Taiwan to a conference and met a brother from Hong Kong.
江弟兄在信息里面就是说，是工作就是副业，只为养生的。
And then Brother Kong said, "Your career is just a side job. It's just for you to make a living."
我们在一起吃饭，这位弟兄说不可能。
And then while we are having lunch, this brother said, "That's not possible."
我们在香港要找一口饭吃，不打拼还想活下去吗？
In Hong Kong, if you don't strive with all you can, how are you gonna survive there?
他说不可能，只是为当副业，这个只为养生的不行。
He said it's impossible to be just a side job and make a living.
我不知道他退休了没有。
I don't know if he has retired now.
弟兄姊妹，当有一天我们都会退休的。
One day we will all be retired people.
可能这个我打拼我蛮成功了。
Maybe we did everything and we got successful.
我们也看看钟弟兄这个他这个心愿，主耶给他也蛮成功的。
Or
成不成功不知道，生活不错。
Or we see Brother Song, he had this willingness and you know he's doing well.
有一天我们工作最终都会摆下来。
One day we will have to lay down our job.
我们看到两个都过得很好。
Both person, you know, did well.
但是一个在他工作里面经历过什么叫做工作是副业，是只为养生，主还是带我走的。
But one experience, a job is just a side job. It's just for making a living, and the Lord led me through it.
一个就没有经历过工作，只是一个副业，只为养生的。
But the other never experienced that the job is just a side job and for making a living.
回不来学这个功课的了。
There's no chance to come back.
你的日子已经过了。
Why? Because the time has passed.
因为我们都退休了。
Because we're all retired.
我们只能够问说，我还没退休之前，还在工作当中，我有学到这个功课。
And so we want to learn that lesson while we're still working.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在有很多已经进入整个职场工作了。
Many of brothers and sisters now have entered the job the job.
或者你已经也做了十几二十年了。
Or maybe you have in your job 10-20 years.
我们还有机会来学什么叫做我的事业，我的工作只为养生的。
We still have the chance to learn that our job is just a side job to make a living.
主可以加给我们。
The Lord can add to us.
这完全是他的怜悯与恩典。
It is his grace and mercy.
我们的心态乃是我致力的侍奉我的主。
Our desire should be that I only want to serve my God.
我们看看主怎么带我们这一生的时间。
And see how the Lord leads us. This life.
要知道我们今天在经历主的时间不是都说一样的经历，没有，有不同的经历的。
Today we have different experiences.
这些有些的经历是过了某些时间， and then you miss the chance to learn it. 你失去那个能够经历主的机会了。
But there are experiences that you will miss it once you pass that time and opportunity.
所以我只提两个，因为跟我们生活很息息相关的。
I only mention two because these two are very much close to our lives.
一个是读书学业。
One is studying your education.
一个是工作事业。
And one is your work, your career.
我们求主给我们每一个人生的关卡，我都有学到真实的功课。
That may in each step of our life that we have learned real lessons.
所以我刚刚读了一些圣经哈，求主给我能够回转。
So that I read that verse that we can turn around.
我能够回转向小孩，不是主说就不能进天国。
To turn and be like a child, and that's the only way we can enter the kingdom.
我们能够回转向小孩的单纯。
Turn into the simplicity of a child.
弟兄姊妹，回转不容易。
Hard to turn.
不然的话，他不主不会讲一句话，你能够回转向小孩，就能够进天国。
And that's why otherwise the Lord will not say you have to return to be a child.
进天国有个条件，只能够能够回转向单纯的话，就能够了。
If you can turn it to simplicity, then you can enter the kingdom.
我们人生一直走的时候，你发现我的自尊，我的 pride 是越来越增加的。
As you walk along life's way, you discover that your pride increases.
我们很看重我们的表现。
We look very strongly on how we perform.
我们不小心到了某一个地步，我们定型了。
And then up to a certain point, we're fixed.
我们就很难回转了。
And then it's hard for us to return.
所以这次这个我们常见弟兄来讲哈，给我们有个受教者的耳朵不容易啊。
And so this time, Brother Tang talks about having a teachable ear.
你这讲是容易多了，真的在我们身上要真的应用出来不容易。
It's easily said and harder done.
除非我们有一个心愿说，就不管任何代价，你都让我回转。
Unless we say, no matter what the cost, I'm willing to turn.
你知道圣经里面有一个人。
There is one person in the Bible.
这个人叫雅各。
And he is Jacob.
他要回家要见他哥哥，吓都吓死。
He wanted to return home and was very scared of his brother.
在亚伯渡口，他跟天使摔跤，他就不让他走。
And in Fort Jabbok, he struggled with the angel and didn't want to let the angel go.
他说，你不为我祝福，我就不让你走。
He said, unless you bless me, I'm not going to let you go.
我们都要祝福吧。
All of us want blessing.
我不相信这里有一个不要有从人来也好，从主来，我们都要祝福的，我们不要咒诅的。
Whether it's from man or God, all of us want blessing. We don't want curses.
告诉主，你不给我祝福，我不让你不给我祝福，我不让你走。
Instead, unless you bless me, I'm not going to let you go.
我们满脑袋的什么叫祝福？平安喜乐。
We have a head full of blessing about joy and peace.
他的祝福是什么？
What is the blessing he's asking?
天使摸了他大腿窝一把，他从此是一个瘸腿的人。
And the angel touched his sinew, and then from then on he became lame.
他再不是一个健全的人，是一个瘸腿的人。
He is no longer a whole being, but a lame person.
但是这个瘸腿却是神祝福他的开始了。
And yet, this lameness is the beginning of God's blessing.
你有没有看到我们的想法跟神的想法不同呢？
You see, our thinking is so different from God.
我们的想法都是平安，一切都好的。
Our thinking is we want peace and everything well.
但没想到神给他一个祝福，是他从此瘸腿，这个瘸腿一不好的，一直到他离开人世。
And yet the blessing of the Lord upon him is to make him lame and can never be cured.
他可以活着下去，活得好好，但是他身上有个记号，这是我祝福你的。
He can live fine, but there's a mark of that blessing in him.
我们愿意付这样的代价，说主，你祝福我。我愿意是一个真的能够回转到你面前的。
Are we willing to pay that price that we will turn to the Lord?
我们真的是一个愿意在主面前做一个绝对的人的话。
If we're willing to be one who's absolute before the Lord,
我们奉献把主钱给主，不是太难的事。
then our consecration of yielding our rights to Him is not that hard.
今天我们奉献，把主权一次过有一个彻底奉献给主，为什么这么难？因为我们心思太复杂了。
Today, to have total surrender is hard. It's because we are very complicated in our heart.
那我们说是要这样子吗？或者那样子可以吗？
We say, oh, am I going to do this or that? Can I do that?
我们在这里分析怎么样奉献才是就是真的叫奉献呢？
We analyze what is real consecration.
或者我们说不一定要这样做吧？
Or maybe we say we don't necessarily have to do that.
当你有这些的心思进来的时候，你根本没办法绝对的。
If you have this kind of thinking, you cannot be absolute.
还有，我们太爱自己了。
Another thing is we love ourselves too much.
当我们非常体贴我们自己的时候
，When we're mindful of ourselves,
我们在主面前也不能绝对。
Then we cannot be absolute towards the Lord.
对吧？我一点点的这个身体不舒服，主啊，不行了，我要睡觉。
A little ailment in us, we have to go sleep.
我不能参加聚会了。
I cannot be in meeting anymore.
情感，所以一个心思一个情感影响我们非常大。
Our thoughts and our emotion affects us so much.
我跟你们讲过，年轻的时候跟很多年长姊妹在一起。
When I was young, I was with a lot of elder sisters.
那时候对主还不怎么样，但是很喜欢听他们讲故事。
I love to, even though my heart towards the Lord is so, I love to.
他们有一些还是我们主日学老师呢。
And some of them, were my Sunday school teachers.
这个姊妹现在已经九十几岁了。
This sister is already in her 90s.
我说我就是她那时候跟我们说，她说我在上海的时候。
She said when I was in Shanghai.
她说那时候。这个汪佩珍姊妹，这个住在就带着他们的。
And Sister Wang Pei Zhen led them.
他说有一天他真的发烧了，这个就那时候有电话，然后打个电话，我今天早上不能来聚会。
And one day she had a fever and she called Sister Wang and said I cannot come today.
他说他我们汪姊妹问几度。
And Sister Wang said what's the temperature?
哦，这个不是只是你发烧就不来，这几度。
What's the temperature?
那个也不是很烧嘛，就是有烧，但不烧，不是这个九十九吧？这个如果照美国讲的，这个不是很高。
It's like maybe 99 degrees, not a high fever.
他就问他，你坐得起来吗？你走得动吗
？He said, Well, can you sit up? Can you walk?
可以啊，我可以走得动。
She said, Yes.
坐个 taxi 过来聚会。
And so she came in a taxi.
哇，很有权柄，我跟你讲。
So she has a lot of authority over other sisters.
我们姊妹赶快穿个衣服就去了，来了，坐在后面，你生病了，坐在后面。
And so the sister came and sat at the back.
你知道哈，那时候薄饼聚会啊，就拿起来喝的。
At that time for the breaking of bread, you all drink with one cup.
什么调羹啊，小杯啊，都是因为SARS之后才出现的。
There's no cups or a little spoon for to get the cup from the cup.
那时候他们的教导就是说，所有生病的都坐在后面。
And so the teaching was all who are sick to sit at the back.
说传杯子到你的时候就不知道自己传来传去了，这个就是生病的人最后用。
And all the sick people will be the last to drink.
我跟你讲，也没有人因就这样在生病的太厉害，因为。To cover 这个，主在保守这个。
Well, nobody really gets that sick because the Lord covers everything.
你发现哈，那时候这些年长的弟兄姊妹啊，教导年轻的弟兄姊妹学习做绝对的人。
These elder sisters teach the younger ones to be absolute.
我们可能自己做不到，但他帮助我们来做到。
Maybe we cannot do it ourselves, but the elder sister helped them to do it.
说这些弟兄姊妹都在奉献上面都能够摆上。
And so all of them can be consecrated.
你知道我们不绝对，奉献是一个难事。
If we're not absolute, consecration is a difficult thing.
但是我们能够绝对，奉献不是这么难。
But if we can be absolute consecration, it's not that hard.
我上次就讲了这一点哈，我们能够绝对的话，我们有一个表现就是说我能够有一次彻底的把自己
absolute, there should be at least one time where we consecrate wholly.
我们没有再有太多什么理由来解释这个奉献是什么。
There's no reasons to make excuses about consecration.
那以后的生活就是我们一直学习，一直更新我们的奉献。
And then the life that follows is the life of renewing this consecration.
你能够奉献，你能够绝对，第二个，你就能有真的看见。
If you can really be absolute, then you can really see.
我们常常求主给我们能够看见。
We always ask the Lord to let us see.
我们说为什么他看见我看不见
？Well, we see why that person sees what I cannot.
我们常常只看着片面，主要的是我们对主的心不绝对。
We can only see partially because we are not absolute towards the Lord.
我今年过生日的时候
when I had my birthday this year,
我两个儿子送我礼物。
My sons gave me presents.
这是从来没发生过的。
This has never happened before.
小的时候会写一张卡 ，Happy Birthday， 就这样算，自己画的省钱嘛，对不对
？When they were kids, they can draw something and you don't have to cost anything.
我说哇，长大了，开始想到老爸了，这个。
And now that they're grown up, like they start thinking about their father.
我在公司在想，哎，两个送我什么呢
？And so I was thinking, what did they give me?
这个我怎么都不会想到的。
And I cannot imagine what that would be.
送了给我一个 3D puzzle.
They gave me a 3D puzzle.
这个立体的拼图。3D
puzzle,
yeah.你知道我们十年前搬家的时候，我有一个这个立体的帝国大厦的这个一个 puzzle 哈，但是搬家都弄坏了。
I had an Empire State Building 3D puzzle, but it got destroyed while the move.
十年后他们觉得要送我一个。
And so 10 years after that, they give me one.
我单身的时候还是怎么样？如果怎么样，我有时候也去拼图，安静地一个人去把它做出来。
When I was single, I like to do puzzles by myself.
你知道这次我在拼图的时候，我里面有很多的感觉。
And so this time when I'm doing this puzzle, I had a lot of feelings inside me.
就跟我们看见很有关系。
Because it has a lot to do with our seeing.
他买一个帝国大厦一千片还立体的。
This is a 1000 piece3D puzzle.
你知道第一，我们来，我想跟你们就来探讨一下这个看见的事情。
So we want to talk about seeing.
一千片，你说你看见了没有
there's 1000 piece. Do you see it?
你每片都看到。
You see every piece.
但是你真的看见了吗
？But have you really seen it?
你等于也没看到，因为每一片就是一片。
You really don't, because each piece is by its own.
你知道我们今天哈读神的话，我们总有东西看到的。
When we read the word of God, we see something.
我们不怎么用。
But we don't use it.
对吧？一千片摆在那里，不是从那里开始。
With 1000 pieces, you don't know which one to start with.
当然，我们知道要怎么开始做的哈。你知道平面的先做边嘛？你立体就没边的了，我告诉你。
If it's a 2D puzzle, then you start with a side. But in a 3D,
you don't start. 你想一想，我要从哪里开始？
So where do you start?
所以我们今天读了神的话，我们不会用。
Now today we read God's word, but
你说你有没有看见？有，你真的有看见？也没有。
Well, have you really seen it? You kind of, but it's not real.
因为不知道怎么用。
Because you don't know how to use it.
那第二个呢？
Secondly,
开始拼了。
So I start putting them together.
你知道，这是真的发生的，就是说你拼错了。
And you put it together in the wrong way.
They look alike, 你发现对呀，死塞呀，反正也塞进去嘛，这个。
Because they look alike, so you force them to be together.
今天有个问题了。这个是很基本里下面的拼的，你拼错了，一上去 missing a piece.
So this is very foundational. If you do it the wrong way, you will miss pieces.
有做过拼图的人都知道嘛，你一塞错就到某个地方就 miss a piece， 就是说什么都没有东西给合进去了。
If you made a mistake somewhere, you will end up missing a piece.
你只剩下两个选择。
So you have two choices.
不错。
Maybe don't do it.
骂这个场怎么记少一片了，还是说记错一片了？
Why did they send one piece left?
那你不怪自己错的，你就说这个，哎，我在做，一直在讲，我就跟 Sherry 说，那就记少东西了，要不要回去跟他讨回来，这是怎么样的？
I said that they missed one piece. Maybe we should go ask them to send us.
Or, 或者呢，拆掉重做。
Or you start from the very beginning.
两个选择。
So you have two choices.
我们今天来跟从主，走着这属天的路。
Today to follow the Lord and walk the heavenly way.
我们也会有错误的认识。
We will have wrong knowledge.
因为我们在认识上面我们有偏差，我们有错误的认识。
Because we will have wrong knowledge or inaccurate knowledge.
我们也是两条路。
Then there are two ways.
我继续错下去。
I can continue on that mistaken way.
或者我愿意回转，拆掉重来过。
Or I'm willing to come back and restart.
你知道很多时候拆掉重来啊，我们又怕人家笑我们啊，这个看不起我们。
Many times we don't want other people to belittle us, to laugh at us, and so we don't want to.
是有代价的。
Yes, there is a price to pay.
但是却是值得的。
But it's worth it.
你认为人会看不起你，其实啊，你真的叫重来，人不会看不起你。
But actually, people are not going to look down at you to restart.
除了那些没真正看见主的人才会取笑你。
Only those who haven't seen the Lord will laugh at you.
第三种情况。
And then the third circumstance.
你在拼到一个地方太难了。
Up to a certain point, you feel it's too hard.
我有时候站在那里，我说是我老了，怎么这么难呢？
And say, oh, maybe it's age, or is it really that hard?
有一个说，算了，不做了。
Maybe you give up and said, I'm not going to do it.
跟从主太难。
Following the Lord is too hard.
我们很容易讲的，就受浸的时候最多人讲的，我从此跟从主。
Many people, when they're baptized, they said, from this day on, I'm going to follow the Lord.
世界在背后，十字架在前头。
The world behind me, the cross before me.
对，我们都讲得很大声哦。
We all speak so loudly.
因为我们不知道我在讲什么。
Because we do not know what we're talking about.
当我们真的走上去的时候，哎呦， it's different story, 完全不同一回事。
But when we take that way, it's a different story.
我们会问，我有可能明白神的心意吗？
Is it possible for me to understand His purpose?
我有可能能够看见神真的所要吗？
Can I really see what He wants?
我们给一个结论，不可能。
Then I said, no, that's not possible.
我们就退后了。
And so we fall back.
我们就成为一个不冷不热的。
We become a lukewarm Christian.
这是许多神的儿女变成这样。
Many children of God becomes like that.
第四个可能的。
The fourth possibility.
我终于做了一片出来。
I've done something.
哎呦，我做完的时候，我就给我儿子看，你看，哎呦，这个真的拼出来了，没缺一个。
And so I'm not missing any pieces. I show my son.
你知道我们可能就收工了。
Maybe that's done. We
等到我再有时间再做其他的了。
And then when we have time, we'll do others.
我常常记得倪弟兄讲了一个故事。
Brother Ni tells a story.
他说我们追求主，我们就像爬山。
Pursuing the Lord is like climbing the mountain.
有些人在前面先爬了。
Some people climb ahead of us.
有些人在后面也在爬山呢。
At the back, there are people climbing too.
我很少去走山路，因为我怕高。
I've not climbed mountains because I'm afraid of
heights. 但是很多人告诉我们，在走山路走上去，他总走走走，就有个凉亭给你看风景，那休息一下再往上走。
In many mountains, they will have a place, a scenic spot for you to rest.
但有些人走到这个，哎呦，这风景好啊，这里。
And some people reach that spot and say, "Whoa, that's a beautiful scenery."
但是上面那个说这里更好。
But the one on top said, "This is better here."
但是在走在下面这一个人说够了，太累了，不走上去，这里已经够好。
But then the one on the bottom said, "It's good enough. I'm not going to climb anymore."
我们弟兄说，今天跟从主的人，许多人是半路凉亭。
So many people who follow the Lord are just halfway.
我们追求世界。不满足，追求主很快就满足。
Pursuing the world, we're not satisfied easily, but pursuing the Lord were easily satisfied.
这个怎么讲？中文不知道怎么讲啊？向上不足，向下有余，就是下面还有很多人根本就上不来。我满足了，我在这里满足了。
Because we say this is good enough. There's so many people behind me anyway.
用什么？我们就没办法走到终点。
And then we cannot reach the end.
就绝对的人才会一直愿意走到终点。
Only those who are absolute can reach the end.
到最后我是弄好了，但是我谢谢我儿子帮我，不知道我又要还要做很久。
Well, I finished that puzzle with my son's help. Otherwise, it will take me a long time.
因为这个三这个立体的哈，这个不讲笑话，这个做好了。
So this is 3D. It's hard to do it, but it's done.
所以你发现了这里有一个是专心专意的。
So you see here, this is single in focus.
我们今天很多人说我祷告主，为什么没听我祷告？
Many people say I pray, but the Lord didn't listen to me.
我昨天还听到有人问这个问题哈，这个，哎，我有祷告主，没答应我。
Somebody said I prayed, but the Lord did not say yes.
在耶利米书里面说，我们寻求要专心的寻求，就必寻见。
In Jeremiah says you have to seek and you have to seek with all your heart.
你知道很多时候我们没有专心。
Many times we don't seek with
our own heart. 因为我们的心太复杂了。
Because our heart is too complicated.
我们没办法专心。
We cannot focus.
我们花上了时间。
Yes, we spend the time.
但是我们没寻到。
But we didn't find it.
因为我们的心对着主面前不是绝对。
Because our heart is not absolute.
我们时间是用上。
Yes, we have spent the time.
但结果没拿到。
But we did not get the result.
所以我们今天要求主给我们能够专心的跟着。
So may we follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们专心的寻求。
Single in our focus in pursuing.
我们周五在查经讲到亚哈王。
We in Friday talk about Ahab.
你说亚哈哈有一次问先知，我可以去打仗吗
？You have asked the prophet, can I go fight?
众先知都说可以。
All the prophets said yes.
只有一个先知叫米该亚说不行。
But there's one prophet, Micah says no.
在中先知里面有一个叫西底家就讲了。
And then another prophet said,
他说神什么时候只跟你说没跟我说？
You know, when does the Lord told you but not me?
米该亚说，当你进入你的内物物质里，你就看见。
And then Micah said, if you enter your inner chamber, you will see.
我告诉你，这众先知真的是先知。
All those prophets were prophets.
这不是假先知。
They're not false prophets.
神对他们说话的。
The Lord speak to them.
那今天有一件事，只有米该亚是看到，众先知都没看到。
But then this one thing, only Micah saw it, but not the rest.
差别在哪里？
Now where is the difference?
差别就米该亚比他们还在神面更绝对。
The difference is he is even more absolute than them.
说这众先知因为没有绝对，他们要 please 这个王，结果中了计谋。
So those other prophets because they want to please the king.
因为当神问怎么让这众先怎么说服这个王会去打仗呢？
How can you tell the king to go fight?
哦，这个。好像这个就是说谎言的灵进入众先知里面往一定会去打。
When the deceiving spirit entered into the prophets, then the king will go and fight.
我们有时候很纳闷啊，怎么谎言的灵会进入了众先知里面呢？
How can that spirit of deception enter into the prophets?
很可能一个最大的原因，这些人在主面前不绝对。
Maybe the biggest reason is they're not absolute towards the Lord.
所以他们看错。
And so they see wrongly.
但米该亚，他还是专心的传达神的话。
But Micaiah said he still preached the word of the Lord wholeheartedly.
王说，我回来才办，先把你关起来。
And so the king said, I'm just gonna deal with you later. I'm gonna imprison you.
你跟米该亚怎么说？你回得来，就是神没有接着我讲话。
And he said, if you can come back, then the Lord has not spoken through me.
他很清楚。
He's very clear.
所以我们知道亚哈在那次就阵亡了。
And we know that Ahab perished in that battle.
我们要有看见，要真的跟从主，有代价。
To follow the Lord is there's a cost involved.
我们有个弟兄在南边当教授。
We have a brother who is a professor in the south.
那里没有像我们如此这样的聚会。
There's no meeting like ours.
他已经大概工作了十年，他是 tenure 早就拿了。
And he worked for 10 years and he got his tenure.
那他终于夫妻商量，我们一定要离开这里。
But both of them said we will have to leave this place.
不是我属灵的前途已经淡了，就结束了。
Otherwise, my spiritual future is gone.
重新来过，到一个新的学校，有聚会的地方，重新再去奋斗去拿到他的 tenure。
So he start over, go to another school, and begin the process of obtaining tenure.
五年后，他也拿到了。
In 5 years, he also got the tenure there.
代价。
There is a price.
我心中我不满足在我原来的地方。
Because I am not satisfied to where I am.
说弟兄姊妹，我们要看见。
We have to see.
我们需要在主面前有个绝对要主的心。
And we have to have a heart absolutely wanting.
第三个。我们能够绝对，我们能够有奉献，我们有看见，我们还有一个，我们能够有力的侍奉主。
We can be absolute, we can consecrate, and we should have the strength to serve Him.
你知道，我们许多人都说我们都在侍奉主。
Many said we are all serving God.
我们的侍奉有力吗？
Is there strength in our service?
我们的侍奉有果效吗？
Is there a result?
主耶稣在世界圣经上，这都从果子来认识树。
We have to know the tree by its fruit.
侍奉不到我们有多拼，我们要什么？我们要干嘛就干嘛的。
Service is not putting all our effort into what we want.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is God's house.
我们只是他的仆人。
We are his servant.
你看圣经其实那个仆人就是我们是他的奴隶奴仆。
The servant, the word servant here is slave.
我们今天只能够尽我们所能，看主自己要不要加恩典施恩在这里。
We can only do our best and see if the Lord wants to add his grace.
说整个的侍奉的路乃是我们里面跟主没有阻隔的。
And so the whole total way of service is whether we have aWe have something between us and the Lord.
只有主的生命能够得着人。
Only the life of the Lord can gain people.
我们的话讲得多好，也得不到人。
How good our speeches is not going to gain people.
我们可以把真理讲得很对，但是也得不到人。
We can speak a very clear doctrine. It's not going to gain people.
我年轻的时候有个弟兄就告诉我们。
A brother told me when I was young.
他说 ，Mind reaches mind.
The mind reaches mind.
你的思想只能够碰到别人的思想。
Your mind can only reach others' mind.
你的知识只能够碰到别人的知识。
Your knowledge can reach others' knowledge.
它是 heart reaches heart.
Heart reaches heart.
如果你从心中说，你能够达到别人的心中去。
If you can reach others' heart through your own heart.
但是如果是你的经历的话。
If it is your experience.
你所经历的主的话。
You experience the Lord.
Life reaches life.
Life reaches life.
就是这三句话。
This three phrase.
如果我们今天不是在这里真的经历我们的主的话。
If we do not experience our Lord.
我们只有用我们天然的才干来服侍。
Then we're using our natural ability to serve Him.
所以主在地上一直告诉我们说，我们看来我们没什么用。
The Lord said that we are useless here on earth.
我们绝口笨舌。
We cannot speak.
我们没有别人的恩赐大。
We do not have the spiritual gifts of others.
但是我们只把一点点摆在主的手中。
But we put whatever little we have in God's hand.
主能够使用祝福。
God can use and bless.
你这在主耶稣在地上，他只是一个木匠的儿子。
When the Lord was on earth, he was the son of a carpenter.
但是神说，记载说，主耶稣讲话很有力，很有权柄。
But he speak with strength and authority.
使徒时代的时候，如果你读第二章《使徒行传》
，If you read Acts,
你发现彼得讲道 好多人信主。
In chapter 2, when Peter preached, a lot of people believed.
他说听的人都扎心。
They were all pricked in their hearts.
我们今天啊，不一定是传福音，对弟兄姊妹，当我们讲一些话，我们里面扎心。
Today, not necessarily spreading the gospel, but if we speak to brothers and sisters, our hearts pricked.
为什么使徒行传那时候见证这么强？因为他们在主面前是绝对的人。
Why is the testimony so strong in Acts? Because they were absolute towards the Lord.
我们今天够不上，远远够不上使徒行传的时候。
We are not. We are far up to the not up to that standard.
我记得 我读到尼利兄他们那一个时代那些同工们，他们讲说我们今天要回到使徒行传第二章的情况。
I read that the co-workers of Brother Ni said that we have to go back to the times of Acts.
他们在主面前的心是完全绝对的出来的。
Their heart is absolute towards the Lord.
这就是三点我愿意这次的负担跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to share this burden with brothers and sisters.
我们要做绝对的人。
We have to be one who is absolute to the Lord.
因为这会影响我们的奉献，我们的看见，我们的侍奉。
Because this affects our consecration, our seeing, and our service.
江弟兄上个礼拜结束的时候也在讲。
Brother Kong said,
每一个最基本回到的就是奉献。
The very basic to go back to is consecration.
我们奉献没对的话，我们所有建上去的都不对了。
If our consecration is not right, whatever you build up on will not be right.
不管能够讲的多这个怎么好，你这奉献没有对，上面都不会对的。
If your consecration is not right, no matter what you say, it's not going to be right.
你知道地上有一种叫做毛毛虫。
There's a caterpillar.
你这毛毛虫有一天变什么？
What will the caterpillar turn into?
蝴蝶。
It turns into a butterfly.
你如果会跟他讲说说，哎，你也会变蝴蝶的。
If you tell the caterpillar you will become a butterfly.
我经过一段很苦的时间。
But you're gonna go through a very difficult time.
我问你们每一个，你要变吗？
Are you willing to change?
我们好好考虑，我要变吗？
Maybe you will consider it really carefully.
我前两天跟 Sherry 在讨论这个毛毛虫。
So we were discussing Sherry and I about the caterpillar.
我说这个毛毛虫啊，如果变，我们今天奉献哈、啊，就好像它愿意有个茧开始把自己包起来了。
So there's a cocoon that is gonna wrap him up.
我们胸它有圈，哎，好像是它自己吹的，把自己包起来的。他自己吐丝把自己包起来了。
This came out of that caterpillar itself.
他可以说太难了，我不吐，我一辈子做毛毛虫也好啊。
Can he say no? It's too hard, so I'm not gonna wrap myself up.
你去当蝴蝶，我不见得当得了蝴蝶，我就当毛毛虫好了，一辈子当毛毛虫。
You be the butterfly, I'm just gonna be the caterpillar.
所以我遇过以前有个弟兄，不是信主十几年了，他说，哎，我最喜欢在神家里做 baby。
So there's a brother, he said, I'm just going to be a baby in God's
house. 属灵的婴孩。
A spiritual baby.
因为大家都关心我。
Because everybody will take care of me.
我一天没来，一次没来聚会，哇，好多电话打来，什么事啊？
As long as I don't show up, there's got people.
他就觉得很有爱。
Because that will be full of love.
我跟你讲，这就是毛毛虫。
That is a caterpillar.
一辈子当毛毛虫。
And be a caterpillar.
我们愿意的话，奉献就是我愿意吐丝把自己包起来。我说我把自己交给创造我的主。
To be consecrated is to be willing to wrap myself up in that.
他要成为毛毛虫中间所经过的，是天父在这里安排的，必须经过这些挣扎，才能够变成一只蝴蝶。
To become a butterfly is what the Lord has ordained and in it to go through.
我们今天奉献给主的时候，之后。
Today, after we consecrate ourselves,
主就开始在我们身上工作。
Then the Lord starts to work in us.
是艰难的。
It is hard.
我们常见用什么说？不要轻看。
But don't belittle. Don't Don't belittle God's discipline.
我们都不要管教。
We do not want discipline.
但是不要轻看主的管教。
But don't belittle God's discipline.
你知道我们今天的问题都在我们身上。
Today, all the problem lies within us.
所有的责任都在我们身上。
And all responsibility lies within us too.
我们今天因为不敢不顾忠心，不敢传全备的福音。
Because today we don't dare preach the complete gospel.
我们只跟要讲信耶稣有平安。
We tell others, yes, believing in Jesus, you will have peace.
最怕人家问你有平安吗？
You're afraid people are going to ask you, do you have peace?
那时候你有平安可以讲，刚好没平安就不敢讲话。
Maybe when you have, you can say it, but when you don't have it, you don't dare say it.
我们必须是一个被对付过的人，我们才会传一个改变人的福音。
We should be one who has been dealt with, then we can preach a gospel of change.
你没有被对付过，你没办法传个福音是给人能够改变。
If you have not been dealt with, you cannot preach a gospel that people can change.
除非你是一个不同的人了，你才会传一个不同的福音。
Unless you are no longer the same, you cannot preach a gospel of letting others be changed.
你是一个被主转过来的人，
if you
才能够传一个是能够恢复人的福音。
If you have been turned by the Lord, then your gospel can restore others.
我这个福音不是对朋友，对弟兄姊妹都一样的。
This gospel is not just to friends, but also to brothers and sisters.
我们如果不是在主面前做一个绝对的人，就不能够盼望别人是绝对的。
If we cannot be absolute ourselves, we cannot hope that others can be absolute.
有个年长弟兄这样劝勉。
Elder brother encouraged us this way.
如果你我不愿意过做一个绝对的人，
If you and I are not willing to be absolute towards the Lord,
过十年二十年三十年神会兴起绝对的人，
10, 20 years, 30 years, the Lord will raise up people who are absolute.
我们这一代就完了，
And this generation will just pass by.
我们这一代就没路走了，
And there's no way for this generation.
我们下一代完全完蛋了。
And the next generation is going to be worse.
我们能够为着下一代，我们愿意做一个绝对的人。
May we be willing to be absolute for the next generation?
使我们下一代有路能够跟从主吗？
That there will be way for the next generation.
不是神的作为就停在我们这一代就完蛋了。
Otherwise, the work of God will just stop with us.
因为我们走不下去了。
Because we cannot go on.
所以我们今天有两个选择。
So there are two choices today.
我们跟主说太难了，不走了。
We say, oh, it's too hard. I'm not going to go on.
或者我们跟主说，我们愿意继续的冲过去。
Or we say, we're willing to go on and overcome.
主，我愿意你在我们身上是有路的。
I want you to have a way in me.
如果是这样的话，我们在服侍人的时候就有不同的果效。
And then we will have a different kind of fruit when we serve people.
So, 求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
我们听见主的呼召。
That we hear his call.
路加福音最后一段话，我上次也提了。
The last.
但愿我们是真的盐。
The last part of Luke, that we are real salt.
是有功效。
That there's use.
如果失去功效不显了，
If the salt becomes not salty,
没有影响，
There's no influence,
就丢在外面，
Then it's just going to be thrown outside.
若主说有耳可听的就要听。
And so the Lord said, those who have ears, let them hear.
以赛亚说，求你给我一个受教者的耳朵。
And Isaiah said, let me have a teachable ear.
使我不是成为一个手扶着犁，本来该往前的，我却往后看的人。
That I will not be one who holds in the plow and look back.
好像罗德的妻子逃命了，还要往后看，就变得一根岩柱。
Like Lot's wife, who was running for her life and still looked back and become a pillar of salt.
我们又到2016年最后一个月了。
We're on the last month of 2016.
求主给我们 思想这一年所走的。
May the Lord help us to think back the way that we have taken.
求你，求主给我们有一个强烈的心愿，愿意做一个绝对的人。
That we have a strong desire to be one who's absolute towards the Lord.
主给我们有恩典，能够说回转。
That we have the grace to be to turn around.
好吧，我们最后再把刚刚那首诗歌唱一次，好吧？我们弟兄选的那首大本诗歌本，这个231页第一首。
So let's sing that song once again, 231, number one.
我们这个我们只唱第一、第三、第四节，我们算三节。
One, three, four.
要唱英文的唱英文，唱中文的也可以。
Can sing either Chinese or English.
我心恳慕着人寻福你主，我愿全人奉献归给你，不再言语是我真实心意，愿意完全归你来管理。三节，再次我深切地愿意让你来触摸我心的每角落，打碎我里面的一切障碍，不让我保留任何挚爱。第四节，
主
我主，我愿将我心打开，愿他能成为你居所，我要你在我里面的安息，求你来居住里参观我。好，我们低头一起有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主啊，一年又走到快结束的时候。
Lord, we're almost done with this year.
主啊，求你鉴察我们这个人。
Lord, may you examine us.
主啊，我们心中心底里面，你知道我们是要你的。
Lord, in the deepest part of our heart, you know we desire you.
主啊，求你加强那个要你的心。
Lord, may you add to that desire.
让我们向着对你能够绝对的方向而走。
That we will walk in the direction of being absolute towards you.
主啊，我们渴慕能够讨你的喜悦。
And that we want to please you, Lord.
我们也渴慕能够被你所用。
And we desire to be used by you.
主耶稣，我们知道我们常常有错，但求你给我们有回转的恩典。
Lord, we know that we make mistake and wrong, and but then, Lord, may you turn us back.
让我们能够真认识你。
That we will really know you.
我们能够跟随羊群的脚踪走。
And we will follow the footsteps of the Lamb.
主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
在这个混乱的时代里面，主你得着我们。
That in this turmoil times, Lord, may you gain us.
使我们有路来跟随。
That we have a way to follow you, Lord.
纪念每一位的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you remember each one of us.
不管我们在读书，在工作。
Whether we're working or studying,
我们都让你居首位。
That we will let you have the highest place in our heart.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们聚会都到此。